The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect or considered.
America, bonjour, hi, Canada. Greetings from California. I'm on the East Coast most of the year. I come to the West Coast in December and January. They've got a bill in California, by the way, to make it 60 days or less turns you into a California resident. I'm a Virginia resident, and I pay Virginia taxes, not California taxes. 60 days as opposed to 6 months. That's going to drive the state right into the ground as all of the snowbirds are going to flee. Including me. I won't be here 61 days, if that's the case. But that's just going to destroy restaurants. I think the desert will open up and swallow itself into the ground. Hank Adler wrote about that in the Wall Street Journal last week, but I digress. Good morning. There are two stories. The first story is the COVID relief bill was passed. The defense authorization bill vetoed by President Trump was overridden in the House and will be overridden in the Senate. And the House proposed adding $1,400 per relief check to recipients of the $600 relief check. It is highly unlikely that Mitch McConnell will bring up that proposal because there are very, very, very good ways to actually distribute an additional $450 to $475 billion. That's the estimated cost of the additional 14 that are far superior than shotgunning checks. Now, if you are in desperate need of that check, you object. You say, no, I need that money. And I understand that. Some people are behind on their rent. Some people's businesses have closed. Some people have no more savings. I would rather get you $5,000 than send $2,000 to people who are just fine because they have taken risks. We're not rewarding risks. This is a rescue bill. It's not a stimulus bill. Some people have been on the front line, doctors, nurses, grocery store workers, Target employees, Costco employees, all those people, Amazon warehouse employees, all those people have been out there working, but they don't need the $2,000 check. And so I do not think Mitch McConnell is going to bring it up. And I think it's because it is completely necessary to get relief out. But shotgunning, I just don't think that's smart. That's story number one. We'll follow that today, what Mitch McConnell does. Story number two is the vaccine distribution screw-up. And this went everywhere last night. There are more than 11 million doses somewhere in the United States of the vaccine. And we got 350 million people. We got to vaccinate them all, although we're not vaccinating children yet until some studies come in. But we got to vaccinate them all. And there are some horror stories out there about onset of psychoses in a tiny, tiny number of people who had the virus in the spring. And secondary, I mean, we really do want to get this out there in a hurry. And it's great that we've got it. And distribution is, what a surprise, bollock stuff. That's because it's up to the counties. Not a federal government, it's not a state government, it's a county thing. Now, there are 3,000 counties in the United States. They are called parishes in Louisiana and covens in Pennsylvania. And 48 states call them counties. Parishes in Louisiana and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania calls them covens. So in the Pittsburgh coven, and that's Allegheny coven, actually, things are screwed up. And in Orange County, California, things are screwed up. And the reason I began investigating this last night is I knew I would call 1-800-520-1234. I'd like to hear from doctors, medical professionals, people involved in the distribution. I don't want to hear your opinion. I want to know from people, if there's anyone out there, what you think of the distribution of the virus vaccine. Because I talked to a doctor yesterday in Southern California. I said, what do you think? What's going on? And boy, did I get an earful. I got an earful. Let me go to read the beginning of this. Now you have hit a raw political nerve. When government takes control of a commodity, they usually screw it up, and they have. As a primary care physician, I used to have a primary role as a medical care provider in my community. I used to be able to take care of patients and make patient care decisions. More and more are being made by non-physicians, administrators, and bureaucrats. The bureaucrats do not live by the Hippocratic Oath that I am obliged to follow. It makes no sense to me that vaccines are being distributed in a new manner and methodology other than the traditional route. Physicians should be able to get access to these vaccines and then vaccinate the highest at-risk cohort group. The highest at-risk cohort group are the frontline treating physicians and, most importantly, the elderly in convalescent care homes. It upsets me very much when I see low-risk individuals receive the vaccinations before the high-risk individuals get vaccinated. But isn't that part of a new cultural norm that the elites and those well-connected in political circles get priority? Isn't that just like socialism and communism in other countries? Do you want me to talk more? I have very strong opinions on the whole upside-down structure of the medical system. I said, what about Orange County, California? The problem here is that the Board of Supervisors, leading on the experience of the Orange County Health Department director, and that director is a psychiatrist. He is not in a position to be a public health director. The previous public health director quit because of the stress of the job, getting a lot of political negative comments, did not like it. The problem was with this person that she was an addiction medicine physician, not a public health official. Even if we have a public health official, they would lean to leftist approach to public health, which is a methodology beginning with top down. A public health director should not be creating governance rules and regulations. That the Great Barrington Declaration, then it goes on. Is it screwed up where you are? So I began to investigate last night. Now, I am healthy 64. I'm not eligible for this thing for a long time. And nor do I need it because I can stay relatively isolated. And Dwayne tried to give me the COVID yesterday. He goes out and about on his scooter and therefore is exposed. But he tried to give it to me yesterday. But it wasn't successful. And I'm joking, of course. He's healthy and we want him to stay healthy. But I did hear of a friend who got it yesterday, and they don't feel so good. Hopefully it is one of the flu-like cases where they go down for 3 or 4 days and bounce back up and don't have the after effects. That is the vast majority. It will only, the fatality rate of this is below 1%. The serious side effects is way below 1% of recovery people, as far as we know. But we do want to stop that 1%, and we do want to stop the spread. Hospitals are jammed in California. I'm sure they're jammed in other parts of the country. And so we got to get this vaccine rolled out. And I used to be on a public health board, the Children and Families Commission of Orange County. For the 17 years I lived in, last 17 years I lived in California, I was a member of the Orange County Children and Families Commission. Met once a month. We gave away $40 to $60 million a year. The year that Great Avis stole our money, we gave away $20 million, but we gave it away to children and families, children under the age of 5 and their families, to make them healthy and ready for learning. It was a cigarette tax, and the money came to 9 individuals, of whom I was one. And we had no bureaucracy. We had the smallest bureaucracy in the world. We made common sense decisions based upon applications. We kept the auditing to a minimum. We were never defrauded. We did have some people who couldn't deliver. They overshot, but they were not fraud, but wildly successful. I learned a lot from that, which is keep the number of people involved in a decision to a minimum, simple, clear direction. It's the way we ran law firms for years when I was active in the practice of law. It's the way we run this radio show. I give simple, clear direction to Dwayne, and he screws it up. Actually, then he gives simple, clear direction to Adam, who gives simple, clear direction to Harley and to Big Ben. And we shouldn't say Big Ben this week. That's bad luck. And if you're listening in the Pittsburgh Coven or in Cuyahoga County, pay no attention to that last comment. I went and looked on the Orange County COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force to see what's the plan in Orange County. It reads, the plan for distribution of a COVID vaccine is a phase one in which high-risk, high-priority groups receive the first limited trial amounts of vaccine And as more becomes available, more groups are included until there is enough vaccine to serve the entire population. Good. Many of the policies and procedures for vaccine distribution will be developed by the Centers for Disease Control or the California Department of Health. Why not? I don't care. But counties have the responsibility of determining their unique needs. That's it. It's the county deal in terms of identifying priority groups for vaccine providers. Orange County Health Agency vaccine planning involves using input from our staff, from medical experts, and from the community to assist us in developing procedures that meet all CDC and state regulations while addressing the unique needs of Orange County. Central to our planning is a vaccine task force. So it's paragraph three, no guidance yet. Comprised of members of at-risk groups such as healthcare workers, essential workers, ethnic communities, and older adults, and organizations such as hospitals, clinics, educational institutions, and businesses, as well as experts in ethics, faith-based issues, veterans issues, and various medical specialties. This group will address prioritization of vaccine recipients and how to address concerns about the vaccine among different demographic and workforce groups, and to make recommendations to the HCA planning staff and the HCA director. The task force was selected from input from a task force. We're talking now about task force. There is no guidance on where the vaccine is and who can get it. Nowhere on the web. Just telling us about their task force, nothing about where to get the vaccine and when. That is a problem, and I suspect it's a problem everywhere. 1-800-520-1234. Counties, parishes, covens, get your act together. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? With a thousand million questions about hate and death.
Welcome back, America. 1-800-520-1234. This is Hugh Hewitt. I spent last night reading Orange County, California's vaccine distribution. Because there are stories on CNN and Reuters last night that the vaccine distribution is bollocked up across the United States. There are 12 million doses out there and 2 million vaccines administered. That is not a federal government issue. That is not a state government issue. That is a county-by-county issue. Now, in 48 states, they're called counties. In Louisiana, they're called parishes. And in Pennsylvania, they're called covens. And so the covens of Pennsylvania, we can expect to be screwed up. But the county of Orange County, it's got more medical resources. It's like Los Angeles and San Francisco and San Jose. These are places of great medical expertise. And instead, they have bureaucratized this. And I sent a text off to one doctor I know who is fairly senior in county, in the world of county stuff. And I got back a blistering. They have politicized it completely. And so they've had this task force with 1, 2, 3, 4. I think there are probably 40 people on this task force, every one of whom I'm sure is a wonderful person. I'm sure they're all, and they have no idea how to do anything about vaccines. This is not hard. Counties, whoever is in charge, your county executive or your county board of supervisors, make a plan and publish it. Betts in Pittsburgh. Hello, Betts. You are a doctor? Oh, okay. Betts, good morning. How are you?
How are you? I've never heard of we have counties in Pennsylvania.
No, they're covens. They're covens. The terrible things go on in Pennsylvania. But anyway, what's going on there?
We're about to kick the Browns with...
Are you a seminar caller or are you really a doctor?
Everybody playing and we're still going to beat them. That's the story. But with regard to the COVID vaccine, I'm a dialysis doctor. So we're working, to get our staff and patients prioritized, because dialysis patients die at a 1 in 6 clip.
Absolutely.
This disease.
Yep.
What my experience has been is been, you know, with the Pfizer vaccine requires significant storage issues, so certain hospitals are getting it and distributing it. Most of what's happening, and Moderna is available, and that has better storage characteristics. Certain hospitals are getting that. So once they've vaccinated their staff, they're offering it to our dialysis staff. I think the most significant, and it's happening. I mean, I think if you look at the top-down people, it's you know, who want a process. They're not seeing it. You know, they want an entire process outlined. When you look at a decentralized circumstance, it is coming into hospitals, and your people are getting access to it. It might be slower, but
well, that's good news, Doc. Even if the Pittsburgh Coven is, if Allegheny Coven is working, and they're just letting doctors, that's what the doctor I talked to yesterday in Orange County said, just give it to the doctors. They will know where to go. They're not going to give it to their sister. They will go and give it to the dialysis patient and to the people who are administering dialysis. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes, I think so. I think it's, you know, I think the brilliance of Warp Speed has been the deregulation, and the decentralization, I think.
Yes.
And it's not without problems. It's going to be with, but I think by and large it's going well. I call what is it, in Clarion County, in Venango County, individual doctors are calling their hospitals and arranging and saying, "Hey, look, how much you've done so much? You've got so many vaccines done. I've got staff here that are frontline facing. Can you come and do it?" You have the conversations with CMOs at particular hospitals, and you get it done. It's not going to be pretty. But
no, I don't want it to be pretty. I just want that. You're reassuring me. If Pittsburgh doctors can organize this, anybody can. And, I mean, if they can get it done in Pittsburgh, they can get it done anywhere in the United States. Dr. Betts.
Well, I don't know about Cleveland. They might have a problem.
You call me on Monday when we have crushed the Steelers. This is the week, people. It's a week. This is the week that we crush the Steelers in Brownsland. And we're going to get seminar callers. But the good doctor is right. Let the doctors do it. We don't need committees. I'll be right back, America. Stay tuned.
Your doorstep is just a click away. We'll get together one of these days. How can you be as nice as me? I'm not from the same slice as me. Where do we go from here, my friend? Is this the way our story ends? Hey, man, sing me a song. When we were.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Jacob Rees-Mogg tweeted minutes ago that today is the 850th anniversary of the martyrdom of St. Thomas of Canterbury, murdered in his own cathedral in defense of the church. If you're a Catholic person, you can say a prayer for the good intentions of St. Thomas of Canterbury today. 850 years. Just goes by in a blink. Really does. We'll be talking about Donald Trump in 850 years. I don't think he'll be a saint, though. I don't think anybody involved in politics ever gets to be a saint. I might be wrong about that. Someone can correct me. Some Catholic out there will know a politician who became a saint, but I really don't think that's the way that saints go. 1-800-520-1234. There have been saints in every hospital, saints in every nursing home, saints in every front-facing public dealing position in the United States, dealing with risk every day, and we need to get them vaccinated. And my worry, my deep worry, is that when I saw that Orange County task force with 40 people on it, it's an excuse not to decide. And it's an excuse not to have a plan. I don't want input. I want output. I want clear that when you Google, where do I get a vaccine in Allegheny Coven? As I said, there are counties in 48 states, parishes in Louisiana, and covens in Pennsylvania. When you Google Cuyahoga County in Ohio, where do I get the vaccine? You ought to have a one page come up and say, these are the distribution centers. They are open currently for 75 year and older. They will be open to 70 years and older and then 60 years and older. If you have an underlying condition, contact your doctor for a free pass to the front of the line and walk right in. We'll have a special area where people are immune and then, you know, you can come in there. It's not hard to do. I mean, I could have done this in a day. They had one job. Local governments had one job for the last year. Federal government had many jobs. PPP, then they had to get the therapies approved. They had to get the testing up and running. They've got it all done. They had to get the money and the distribution to the states, who in turn give it to the counties. So it's a lateral. It's a hook and ladder. So the Trump did everything he was supposed to do. And in record time, no one said these vaccines would be available. And now they're piling up on county shelves. Piling up on county. Now, the CDC did a couple of bad things, and the FDA did a couple of bad things along the way. But everyone makes a mistake. Everyone's doing their best. But honestly, give it to the doctors. 1-800-520-1234. Business story of the day brought to you by Birch Gold. And you ought to be investing in gold. I have said this for years. Not everything. At least 10%. Put your gold into an IRA or a 401k that is backed by actual physical metal. Birch Gold will do that for you. They will teach you how to roll over 10 to 25% of your retirement into an asset that does not ever go to zero and often goes up. And over time, it's going to go up a lot with $4 trillion in the United States alone and who knows how much stimulus across the world. Birch Gold can be found at HughGold.com. Give them the information. They will send you the free information kit on how to do gold investing, or you can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. They are the specialists in that. And everybody, it's a New Year's resolution. Check your retirement platform. Check your retirement assets. See if they are diversified. As every financial planner I've ever met says, diversify, diversify, diversify. Stocks, bonds, real estate, precious metals, diversify. And the precious metals part, leave that up to Birch Gold. Get to them today. HughGold.com. The business story of the day comes from the Financial Times. It's the second paper I read in the morning. Because I start with Israel, the Times of Israel. Then I go to the Financial Times and the Telegraph, then the Big Four in the United States. And this story just blew me away. Amazon's advertising business booms in pandemic. Now, I own Amazon stocks, so I'm always happy to see Amazon booms. But it's not that. It's this. The surge in online shopping triggered by COVID-19 pandemic has put Amazon on the course for its first ever $100 billion quarter. But it also boosted an overlooked part of the company's business, advertising. As more and more merchants cram onto Amazon's vast marketplace, brands that want to stand out are spending heavily on Amazon ads. As a result, Amazon's, quote, other, close quote, business unit, which is made up almost entirely of its ads business, is growing faster than its retail, cloud computing, and Prime subscription divisions. According to FactSet, a financial data company, Amazon's other unit, its advertising unit, will make $21 billion in revenue in 2020, a 47% jump over last year. Its rapid growth is helping Amazon chip away at online advertising's dominant player, Google. Quote, I don't think there's enough recognition of just how big an advertising business Amazon is on the way to creating, said Andrew Lipsman, principal analyst at eMarketer. We still expect solid, if not strong, growth by traditional standards for Google in both 2020 and 2021, but increasingly Amazon is eating into its growth. Amazon offers advertisers data that is irresistible, a closed loop that shows them how effective every dollar they spend is, and more than two decades of insight on the actual buying habits of consumers, rather than just their web browsing habits. I can understand the better of a value of a dollar spent on Amazon because I can literally see the transaction, said Eric Heller, who runs the Amazon Center of Excellence at WPP, the world's largest ad agency, which advises on how best to use Amazon's several platforms. Mr. Heller noted several studies have now shown that people are increasingly searching for things to buy directly on Amazon rather than on Google. For marketers, Mr. Heller said, it is the difference in reaching the person searching for athlete's foot cream versus the person searching for why does my foot hurt. The vast majority of Amazon's advertising revenue is driven by this behavior, with advertisers bidding to gain prominent spots as sponsored listings at the top of product search results, capturing the attention of more than 200 million unique visitors to Amazon sites every month. According to Jungle Scout, I love that, which provides management software to third-party sellers, the most coveted searches, such as noise-canceling headphones, can sometimes be sold in excess of $7 per click, a fee paid regardless of whether or not the customer goes on to buy the product. Just over 1 in 10 clicks will on average result in a buy, according to the Marketplace Pulse, an economic research firm. That's just wild. So Amazon is the new Google. Now, why I think this is also, and Google's going to send this story from the Financial Times, which is the Wall Street Journal competitor. They're going to send this to every antitrust regulator in the world and say, you're suing us for antitrust? We have competition. And, of course, Amazon is not going to be sued for antitrust in advertising because Google is the dominant player. But that is the marketplace. That's Google's defense. But my goodness, Amazon stock yesterday, let me check the market again. This is brought to you by Birch Gold. Market stocks yesterday, the Dow's up 204 points, the NASDAQ soared 94, and the S&P is up 32. Overseas, my goodness, England is up 2.15% today. I expect it will be a great day in the United States again because the stimulus got through. And Amazon yesterday went up $111 to $3,283 a share. And I expect to have another great day with a story like that. But more than great days, what is gold doing? Because this is brought to you by Birch Gold. And Birch Gold, $1,882. Now, it was down below. It was in the 1700s 2 weeks ago. And I told you, you cannot print this much money. The United States is printing money. Cannot print this much money without inflation. Your hedge against inflation. I mean, if the House vote actually gets its way, I don't think Mitch McConnell is going to add the $2,000 stimulus bill. There's a very complicated negotiation. It went on for weeks. President Trump came in after it was all done. Steve Mnuchin, his Secretary of the Treasury, was involved from day one. And he throws out the $2,000. The Democrats jump on that because they want people in Georgia to vote for Democrat. Don't be fooled, Georgia. This is what Chuck Schumer wants from you. Cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
No, no, no. I don't want to change America. I want more freedom. I don't want more left-wing socialists like John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. I mean, Raphael Warnock is just radical. I'm sure he's a nice man. He's just a nice radical. Cut number three, Raphael Warnock running as a Democrat in Georgia.
And if it is true that a man who has dominated the news and poisoned the discussion for months needs to repent, then it is doubly true that a nation that can produce such a man and make his vitriol go viral needs to repent. No matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness.
Now, I am going to talk in hour three today with Michael Eric Dyson about this book, Long Time Coming, Reckoning with Race in America. It's a very good read. We'll have a very good conversation. He, like Raphael Warnock, believes that America has to repent and work on its whiteness. I do not. It doesn't mean we can't have a great conversation. We will have a great conversation. But in Georgia, early voting is underway. Georgia, you must go out and vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. That is the firewall in the Senate. That means funding the Defense Department. That means turning away Biden judges who are crazy left-wingers. That means doing everything the right way. It means not showering the world with money. There's a price to be paid for this. We have to do it. We have to get businesses reopened. We have shuttered them. The government shut them down. They did not fail because of the dynamic destruction of capitalism. They failed because the government shuttered them, and we owe them money, but we do not hose down the country with money. We have done that before. It doesn't work. And Raphael Warnock is a radical. Listen to cut number four.
America, nobody can serve God and the military.
That is not true. That is simply false. Raphael Warnock is wrong, and more than wrong. It is. It's deeply disrespectful of everyone in the uniform and the families that support them. Georgia, do not vote for Raphael Warnock. Georgia, do not vote for John Ossoff. John Ossoff wants to persecute people. Cut number two.
We need to send a message this year. We need to send a message that if you indulge this kind of politics, you're not just going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten so bad you can never run or show your face again in public. Because we have had enough.
You can never show your face again in public if you supported Donald Trump or David Perdue or Kelly Loeffler. That's John Ossoff, 33-year-old, do-nothing, wonder, akin, empty suit. Georgia, you can vote early today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Get out there and do it. Go to davidperdue.com or purdueforsenate.com or Google where do I vote early in Georgia, and you will find out. Go and vote today, please. Coming right back, America. Don't go anywhere. David Drucker fills us in on what's going on in Georgia next on The Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt, joined by David Drucker, The Washington Examiner. Follow him on Twitter at David M. Drucker. David, all eyes are on Georgia. I'm urging everybody to do two things this week, which is to give the angel tree, the banner of which is at the top of HughHewitt.com. Get your tax-deductible contribution in the Prison Fellowship today. And to vote today in Georgia. I got 13 affiliates down there. What do you make of the Georgia race based on the data you've seen?
I mean, Hugh, I'm not totally sure what to make of it. I mean, we've seen early voting or ballot requests. We've seen early voting numbers that suggest a general election type turnout, right? Usually you don't see that in a runoff election that's after a general election in particular, right? This is going to happen really, I mean, I guess you could say right after the holiday season, but it's never the end of the holiday season until the national championship for college football happens. And so this is happening sort of as people are slightly checked out, yet everybody is super engaged. The advertising, the work on the ground for voter turnout. So it's like you've got this mini presidential election going on. But one of the things we've learned about, you know, early voting statistics, and it's why I didn't pay as much attention to it in the November 3rd election, is you're never quite sure who the people are actually voting for. And so, you know, it's where I'm hesitant to say this is what I am seeing based on what the data is. So my kind of default here is it's a very close election. It could turn out that one candidate or another wins by a greater margin that's not close, but I would still bet on something that's pretty tight. And while I've given Republicans the edge and continue to give them the edge generally, I don't think this is the kind of thing where you could say that it's definitive, because Georgia is a purple state and it is evolving. It's an evolution that has been going on. And we saw a big piece of that on November 3rd with David Perdue coming very close to 50% and winning the Senate race, but Joe Biden very narrowly winning the presidential race.
No, I've got 13 affiliates in Georgia, David, and AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta, is the highest ranked talk show in the morning. There are new talk shows and there are music stations that have more listeners, but this show is listened to more than any other news talker in Atlanta, more than any talk show in Atlanta during 6 to 9 a.m. And I've been urging everyone to early vote. And in fact, more than 2 million people probably went up yesterday. We don't have the numbers, have voted, including 64,000 people who did not vote in November. Which is a curveball, right? I don't know what that means. That could mean great news for the Republicans. I think it does, because I believe that the Democrats maxed out their registration and turnout effort, and they're going to struggle to reproduce that. But that could be biased confirmation thinking. What do you think about those 64,000 people?
Well, you know, it depends on where they are. I mean, I know that there could have been more votes cast by African Americans November 3rd than there were. I also know that they continue to deploy the president to areas of the state that are heavily conservative, but did not do as well on November 3rd than they would have liked. Right. So the next place he's going the day before the election is Valdosta, I believe, or it's Northwest Georgia. So
Dalton. He's going to Dalton, Georgia.
Valdosta is where he went first.
Yep.
So, but I got the Northwest part, right? And so these are areas that they're still looking to squeeze out and motivate votes in areas that are there. They're not going to places that, let's go here and expand the tent, or let's go here and up our numbers. to really juice the thing, right? They're going where they need people to show up or they're in trouble.
You know, it's a laboratory too, David.
They are in trouble. All it means is I just think this thing is close, and I don't think we could make too many assumptions.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't think it's close. I'm not trusting any polling. They don't know what they're doing. I believe that some people in November were exhausted by President Trump, and all of those people who voted for Trump are coming out, Lynn Wood and the Kraken notwithstanding. They're all going to come out and vote for Trump, and they're going to vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. I feel pretty good about this because we've won the ad war in terms of total spending. There isn't, as far as I know, there isn't a dime of advertising space left anywhere in Georgia. They can buy more Facebook ads. But, I mean, it's a max. It's a laboratory. This is an experiment in saturation bombing of messaging.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't think it's the first saturation we've seen. I think what's important in any of these contests is that you're not significantly outspent and that you spend what you need. You know, what we learned from a lot of the Senate races this year and even some other races is money's not going to buy you a victory. But you can't get overwhelmed. And clearly nobody's going to get overwhelmed here.
That's a great lesson. You cannot be overwhelmed. And that is not happening. But boy, oh boy, my friend Glenn sitting there in Atlanta, he's getting TikTok ads or things sent. I mean, it's down to that level of micro aggressions against voters.
I know. And they're knocking on doors. And it's just an all-out political sort of ad war, but also a voter turnout war, right? I mean, it's Georgia, so people are going door-to-door. The Democrats are going door-to-door.
It's a great race. I think Perdue and Loeffler are going to win comfortably, but get out and vote, Georgia, so I'm not a liar. Get out and vote today. David Drucker, thank you. Georgia, go Google, where do I vote in Georgia? You'll find out. Do not wait till next week. You could have an ice storm next week, and Atlanta doesn't do well with ice storms. Get out there and vote today. I'll be right back. Hour two of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Michael Eric Dyson in hour three today. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.